Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
I've never gotten a zero before.
I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
I see your value now.
Hi, and welcome to a long-delayed episode of Much Talk About Community, a show about community. As always, I'm your host, Grant Ingram, and if you want to interact with us, you can do that by sending us an email at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity. You can follow us on Twitter at MTACpod. And yeah, we'd love to interact with you. I think that's everything, actually. So joining me today to discuss the next three episodes of Community: The Psychology of Letting Go, Basic Rocket Science, and Messianic Myths and Ancient Peoples, it is my co-host, Marty Shores. How are you doing, Marty?
I'm good. It was a decent day. I was out and about, and I was living, and I don't know. And Community is great. These episodes are great. So I'm excited to get into it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, do you want to give the synopsis of The Psychology of Letting Go?
Yeah. So the death of Pierce's mom provokes a fierce debate about his religious beliefs, and Annie and Britta argue over tactics for the Gulf Oil Spill fundraising drive. I read that really weird. Like, I read it like two separate words. I couldn't say fundraising for some reason, but you get the idea.
Yes. Yes. I'm just going to say, I absolutely love this episode. The oil fight is amazing.
The oil fight is great. Like, the way that it happened was just incredible.
Yeah, and like how everybody was just sitting around staring at them.
Yeah. Just watching them. And then they got more money for the fight. It was great.
Right. And it's amazing. And I love the how they were fighting, like, about how they were trying to go about getting money. Like, because yeah. Annie was doing it in like a very there's a word. I'm trying to think of a better word.
She was flirting
essentially
with the,
yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, look, it worked. Like, I mean, maybe don't do that, but also it worked. So
yeah, exactly. And I love Britta like just yelling at her the whole time.
Such a mom this episode. Like, you do not need to. Oh, it's so good.
It is. And then, speaking of mothers, Pierce's mother,
she's not dead. She's just in a lava lamp looking thing.
It's amazing.
I love how Troy found her too, because Troy and Pierce are living together, and the way he just walked in, like, very, you know, staring at the ground, you could tell he was very in his thoughts. And Shirley's like, Troy, what's wrong? Troy, I just saw a dead body. Shirley, I told you not to use stairwell. My pastor said it's meth season. Like, and he was just like, no, Troy. He was just like, no, Pierce's mom.
Can we just talk about the it's meth season?
Yeah. Like, I was not aware.
When is it meth season?
True.
I mean, I don't know. I get mine year round. For those of you listening, no, I don't do meth. I do cocaine. I don't do that either.
He's not high. He's just high on life. It's fine.
Actually, I'm at like a really low point, and so I'm the opposite.
It's fine.
I'm nearly dead.
From the meth, anyway.
Yes, it's an OD. It's the Pulp Fiction OD scene.
Yeah.
We're gonna act like you've seen Pulp Fiction and move on.
I have seen Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
It's just
okay.
Been a minute.
Yeah.
No way. Every time I say I've seen a movie, you're so shocked. You're like, you what?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just was a little surprised.
Yeah, I watch old movies, and then I watch new movies, and then I watch really basic things like WandaVision that everyone tells me to watch. It's fine, but
yeah.
It was great.
Exactly, yeah. I love this episode so much, just with like all of it. I love how Duncan's the anthropology professor.
Right, and he has no idea what he's doing.
Now, would someone please tell me what that means? And I thought psychology was a racket line is amazing.
Yeah, it's so good. And I love when Jeff is like having, so Jeff has like a breakdown over having high cholesterol because he's never had anything wrong with him.
Right.
And he's just at the table, and Duncan's like, he says something leading up to this, but this is like the main quote that I remember is, "Duncan, true, all life ends in death, which is why we as a species are cursed with knowing, resulting in something, again, not really my field." Like, he has no idea what he's doing
Not at all.
because Jeff is just having a midlife crisis. Like, it doesn't matter. We all die anyway.
And I love how that mindset has transferred so well to Rick and Morty. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Listen, Dan Harmon knows what he's doing, man. He knows how to transfer things.
It helps to be nihilistic, right? Like, if you're going to be nihilistic always. And not that it
Exactly.
matters in the end, but come on, I
Yeah.
made a nihilism joke.
I listen, man. I'm real tired, but I appreciate your nihilism joke.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't get over Pierce being in a cult.
Right?
It
And I love him trying to explain the cult to Troy. Can we talk about that? Like he was, and Troy's just kind of like a video game, and then Pierce, yes, Troy, very much like a video game. You gain levels, and at a certain point, you actually can eat a ghost. And then Troy's just like, "What? I want to eat a ghost."
That's just, it's so good.
It's so good, Ben, because he was explaining, and the entire time he was just sitting there with his quote unquote mother in this lava lamp like jello mold thing. Oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah.
And also, can we talk about Pierce's mom? She made a mixtape. Like she made a CD.
It's
Troy
great.
just goes, she spent her last moments alive making a CD. That is gangster. Like it's honestly, yeah, that's something. You know, I'm
That
gonna
is
do
pretty
that.
gangster. Yep. Nope. When I die at 22, you're gonna get a rap tape from me.
Oh my God, what's the song gonna be?
I don't know, but there are gonna be like 15 of them.
Nice. Spanish 101 rap has to be in,
Of
man.
course.
Right.
Depends on what comes out between now and the time I turn 22, but
You're specific, man.
I'm gonna be dead at 22, so that's the
We're
point.
gonna be playing Taylor Swift at your funeral? That's depressing.
No, at my
I'm gonna
funeral,
need your
it's
full permission to do that.
at my funeral, there's gonna be a recording, and it's like, I always knew I was gonna die young, and I was right. So take comfort in the fact that I knew it was coming. When I got hit by those three buses and that hippopotamus, I saw it coming years in advance. I just forgot to see it coming as I crossed the street.
Such a specific one. People, dude, imagine if you actually do die like that. People are gonna look back at this podcast and be like, "Oh my God, he really did know."
Yes.
Goes through. I like that you think it would take three and a hit, but like the first one wouldn't kill you. Like, no, it would take three. Incredible. That's sitcom material, man.
It is. It really is.
That's like in Mean Girls when she gets hit by the bus and then she's in a neck brace.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Just a hippopotamus. I don't know, man. It escaped the zoo. Who knew? Which, by the way, would be hard to do because we don't have a zoo where we live. So.
Hey, 22, I'm gonna be out of town. I'll be out of college.
Oh, this is true. Oh God, on campus, just like
Now I'll
you
be out
hear
of
it on
college.
the news.
No, like I'm not gonna get hit by a bus and a hippopotamus at Alabama. I'll get hit by a bus and a hippopotamus in like Wyoming.
Gonna hear on the news, man. It's gonna be like 22-year-old gets murdered by 3 buses and a hippo, and I'm just gonna look at it and be like, yep. I won't even have to look at the headline. I'll just know.
Just be like, well, Grant's dead.
Well, oh man, God, I gotta buy another funeral outfit.
See, this is the way to approach death.
My mom's gonna be like, what? Why do you have to buy another funeral? And I'm like, we kind of went to high school to anyway.
Yes. So back on episode, I love the, it is the single largest disaster in recorded history. It is worse than 50 Exxon Valdez spills. And then the other guy just goes, you don't have to yell at us. Nobody's on the other side of this issue.
Yeah.
He was like, it's a good thing.
Yeah. I love it. It's so good. I also love, dude, why was Pierce's mom's speech like low-key inspiring? You know what I mean? Like, she was right. She was right.
I'm not vaporized. I'm gone, Pierce. Gone forever. And that's how I like it. Life is only worth a dang because it's short. It's designed to be consumed, used, spent, lived, felt. We're supposed to fill it with every mistake and miracle we can manage, and then we're supposed to let go. I can't force you to do that for yourself, Pierce, but you can't force me to stay. And if you unscrew the top of that stupid thing, you'll see it was made in China. I love you, son. Goodbye.
She's like, it was inspiring, man.
Yep.
And then he fully still believes. He was just like, yeah, she was crazy. She was getting senile. She's definitely in here. Like,
yep.
And Jeff was gonna take him for ice cream, but it wasn't actually ice cream. He was taking him to the morgue.
Yep. And it's great.
That's like, we're going to Disney World. This isn't Disney World.
This is the dentist.
This is the
Why is Mickey Mouse drilling my teeth?
That's a nightmare. Have you? That's
Chuck E. Cheese.
That is, oh no. Oh, dude, I used to love Chuck E. Cheese. Don't ruin Chuck E. Cheese for me. I mean, it's been ruined, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
4-year-old me doesn't remember it that way as a dumpster Disney World.
It is a dumpster. I like that. That's sitcom material.
Dumpster Disney World. Oh, that is.
So, something trivia I'm seeing here on this one before we go to letter grades is that this hidden there's a hidden storyline with the pregnant girl.
Yeah. Yeah, Abed's just casually delivering this child
right
into the world in 3 separate scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one of him like talking to the baby. And then there's another scene of him meeting them again. And then there's a third scene of him just delivering a child. And I didn't notice until, I don't know, I think I was going through like the screen caps of it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Abed's in the background delivering a child. Well, would you look at me?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a callback to the STD Fair episode. Because this episode aired about 10 months after the first after the STD Fair episode.
Oh,
and because of the printed it would have been perfect like that. It's just a callback.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously not everybody heard Abed's warning.
Yeah, I was like, he warned every... Oh, yeah, no, they were gone. They were gone. Oh, no. I love that he gave the warning, but that's such an Abed thing to be like, I gave the warning, but now it's my responsibility to bring this child into the world.
Yep.
Yep. I also love the end credit scene with Betty White, because she was back just talking to an African tribe, just casually. Because apparently that's what Betty White does in her free time.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Inception.
Yeah.
Yeah. but she couldn't talk spoilers because the other guy hadn't seen it.
I also love that she was speaking in English and then the other guy was not, but they could still understand each other fully. It was great.
It is amazing.
Like, there wasn't any need for... Oh, it's so good.
Yep, agreed. So, you have a letter grade?
I'm somewhere between a B+ and an A, simply because, like, I love the next episode. Like, the next episode is one of my favorites. So I feel like when you watch them back to back like this, it's like, that was a good episode. Then you get to the next one, you're like, oh, but this one's better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm in between a B+ and an A.
See, I have an A+. I just loved it. Nothing I disliked about it.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Well.
I guess.
Man, it's almost basic like we have the next episode.
Yeah. So, do you want to give a quick synopsis for Basic Rocket Science?
Yeah. Jeff and the group must salvage on an aging museum exhibit that Dean Pelton wants as the centerpiece of Greendale's proposed aerospace training program. It's so good, man. It's so good. The intro to this episode, like, I saw the intro and I immediately was like, yep, this is gonna be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's certain opening scenes that you just know.
We have the Kentucky Fried Chicken 11 Herbs in Space Experience. I'm sorry. That's it. That's amazing.
That's it. That's it. I love the guy just running it. City College has a space simulator. We know. Close the door. As I was saying, on Monday, City College will be unveiling the City College Cosmic Pioneer, their very own orbital launch simulator. Pretty soon, they will have an astronaut on their brochure, and we'll be bragging about our foosball table. What do you think happens to enrollment then? I don't know about you, gentlemen, but I love my campus, and I don't want to watch it become a City College parking lot. And then some guy, we never learned his name, but he was like on the committee.
Yep.
Do we even have a simulator? We can get one. In 1980, the county museum had a state-of-the-art space missionary simulator sponsored by Kentucky Fried Chicken called the Kentucky Fried Chicken 11 Herbs and Space Experience. It's so good. It's so good.
So good.
I would go to that. Would you go to that?
I would go to that.
Because I would go... Dude, if they had something like that, at the Space and Rocket Center, I would 100% be so down. Listen, Space and Rocket Center, there are community fans here, we are two of them.
Yes.
We just record a podcast from live in the live from the Kentucky Fried Space.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Sanders constantly taunting us. The systematic Android network diode energy rocket systems. Sanders.
Yep. I didn't get it at first, and I was like, what is it? And then I was like, oh, no. Oh, not Colonel Sanders.
Yep. It's great.
I love them slow walking to it, like slow, like moonwalking to the Greendale 7. Just them, like, they're on space and Albert says something, or Jeff is like, can we stop slow-mo now? And Albert's like, 10 more seconds or something like that. It's not that exactly, but he's just like, just a little longer.
Yeah.
It's great.
I think the best thing about this to me is that KFC paid for the set.
Are you serious? Dude.
Yep.
KFC, please.
Come on the show. KFC, come on the show. Please. Colonel, we're calling. Also, this episode was originally titled The Fundamentals of Flight.
Dude, we get the guy from Waterboy.
Adam Sandler?
No. There is a scene in Waterboy.
Oh, yeah. No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong.
Yup. That. Oh my God, please. I was just gonna say, KFC come to the Space and Rocket Center. No. Come on the show.
Yes, KFC, all of you, come on the show. I also love that we have the flag from this. We get the flag in this episode. E pluribus anus.
Yep. I'm crying, dude. Just, oh, God, KFC.
I'm crying, too, but for different reasons.
Ah, depression jokes. Those are great.
Yeah, yeah. Side note.
You said all of you, like it's a cult.
Yeah. No, like everyone that's ever worked at KFC. Come on the podcast. And talk about how you paid for this set.
Oh, that's so good. Again, sitcom material. Just KFC. The entirety of the employee, all of them. Of every KFC. And not just in the United States. No, no. Everywhere. We're going to fly you out. God, I'm so distracted. Anyway, right. Continue. You were saying something, and I just got KFC.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I was saying. Besides obvious depression. But the E pluribus anus thing's amazing.
It is, yeah. Yeah, that's what you were saying. It's great, because he didn't realize. Who explained it to him? Was it Jeff? It was Jeff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they all thought it was Annie, and then it was Jeff. He was like, what's the point if you don't get it? So good. I love when Sanders, Colonel Sanders, robot, just goes, I hope you found a seat. I want you to be safe. And then Pierce goes, did you just threaten me? Jeff, Pierce, sit down. You're talking to an Atari cartridge. Sit down. Like,
it's amazing.
You're talking to an Atari cartridge.
Yep.
It's so good. And also, one of the best comebacks from Jeff to Annie when they all get trapped. Annie's like, this is all my fault. Jeff, very much so. Jenny, Annie. And then Jeff, hey, when you go fishing, sometimes you catch a boot. That's a great comeback.
It is.
Because there are people who will go fishing for compliments, man.
Yep. Me being one of those people.
Listen, I told you I liked your joke. What is your problem?
So do you have a letter grade for this episode?
For the space episode?
Yeah, like, basic rocket science.
Dude, this is an S-tier episode. I'm going to say it. And I kind of feel ashamed to say it, because I'm always like, well, I try not to go S-tier often, but then I'm also like, but it's really good.
Yeah, no, this one is definitely worth the S tier. 100%.
Yeah. I have one other thing real quick. I just love Felton when Jeff was like, listen, we're still on this thing. And Felton goes, oh, okay, wait, so handicapped spots count on Saturdays? And I was just like, yeah, they do. Which is hilarious. Could you imagine if just handicapped would just no, just not on Saturday?
Yeah.
Like, you get there and it's like, surprise. We can walk on Saturday.
Yes. That would be amazing.
Anyway, sorry. What's your letter grade on this?
I have an S tier as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a great episode.
All right, so messianic myths and ancient peoples.
I got the thing on this. So Shirley asked for Abed's creative input for a religious film. A group of students, Pierce's age, recruits him. A group of... I don't know why I read that weird anyway.
Yeah, no. So this episode is about Abed being Jesus and also... a filmmaker, and also the subject of the film, and also a filmmaker, and it just keeps going on and on forever in both directions.
It's like ridiculously Inception-y. Like, it's more Inception than Inception.
Yep. It's amazing.
It's just like, this is part of the movie, or is it? And you're like, wait, what? Sorry. my brain does not. Like, I was watching, when I watched this episode, I was very tired. And I was, like, trying to get it done because I was kind of, like, running out of time to do it. And then I watched it, and I was just like, what? Like, my brain was like, I cannot handle this today.
Yeah.
I don't got time to think about all of this. And I love how Abed describes Jesus. Like, after he reads the Bible, he was like, E.T., Edward Scissorhands, and Marty McFly combined.
Yes. And it's true.
It is true.
It's amazing.
Dude, wait, real, on the real. Can Jesus time travel?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's so sick. Like, I've never thought about it. Dude, yeah. That's weird. You know what? That's what I'm going to do when I'm done. I'm just going to be like, hey, can we go to the 70s? Because I'm just here. Just me vibing.
Yep. Yeah.
I love that. You want to hear the note that I wrote down for this?
Sure.
For Abed's movie?
Sure.
I just said, Abed movie. The entire thing is incredible. Confusing and low-key messed up, but awesome. Like, that's word for word what I... Because, again, I was tired. I was just like, yeah, no, this is great. This is all great. And Troy's Christian rap was fire.
It was.
Like, it was so good. It was so good. I want that. I want that, like... I just want someone to do that because that's so good. And Abed and Shirley, they were real cute this episode. And Shirley was all like defensive and she broke. And then she just ended up breaking the movie because she didn't want Abed to feel bad for making it because she realized how awful it was.
Yep. He's like, this is the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I would still watch it, and I would be very confused, but I feel like there are people who make movies like that, and I'm just like, that was weird. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really feel like there's more to talk about here, but also it's so stupid iconic. That, like, I feel like you just have to see it.
It is, like, that's why, like, I'm like, oh, this was a great episode, and I remember, like, everything about this episode. You literally can't describe it. Like, it's impossible. Like, I had, like, four notes. It's impossible. And also, we haven't even talked about Pierce with Leonard and his group yet.
Yeah.
The old people group.
Where am I? What year is it?
Dude, can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
I do that kind of crap constantly.
Exactly.
Yep. I'm like, what do you mean? Where, huh? Just to confuse people. I also tell children I am a mermaid because there is no way to sit there and explain what my disability is. So I just sit there and I lie to children and I'm like, you'll understand when you're older, but right now you're like 5. So I'm just going to tell you that I'm a mythical creature and you're going to believe.
Yeah.
It's a great excuse, man. They're like, oh, what happened to your legs? I'm like, shh. Can't know. They can't. Yeah. And they get either very excited or very confused. It's great. Mm-hmm. Walmart kids are fantastic.
They are. They are. Yes. Now they all know because you said this on live podcast.
They don't know. They're not. Oh, so 5-year-olds are listening to a Community podcast. Should 5-year-olds be watching Community?
I don't know
if 5-year-olds should be watching Community. I mean, I say that, but then I'm just like, yeah, no, I would let it
happen. Yeah. Well, you know, you got a letter grade for this one. I'm really tired and stressed, and also, yeah, there's a better way to do this. I'm sorry.
And, yeah.
I love this episode.
We're sleepy, and also we haven't recorded in a couple days, so we're a little like
a couple of days. Off. Yes, I haven't recorded a podcast in 2 weeks.
This is an A+ episode.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. I love it. I almost go S tier here too.
It's right on that edge, but I just hate. I love that we were at the beginning. We're like, we don't go S tier often. No, we go S tier a lot. So I'm like, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, okay, I can't do S tier on every episode. I gotta hold back on some and give it an A+. But this is one of those episodes that I was like, I'm gonna hold back on. But it's okay. It's right on the edge, you know.
Yeah, and Community on its worst day is better than any other sitcom. So, yeah.
I mean, other than our sitcom, which is.
Yeah.
Shameless self plug.
I gotta finish that. I'm still writing, and I haven't written in a while.
Writer's block, man. It happens.
Busy, stress, and mostly stress. Yeah.
Homie, anyway. You were a senior. Stop stressing.
No, see, that's why I'm stressing. Yeah.
Dude,
anyway.
I'm just that's fair actually.
Anyway, I said at the top where you can find us. All those links are down in the description. We'll be back here next week, hopefully Saturday, with a normal episode that hopefully doesn't have me panicking about just life in general. I'm sorry for being a complete maniac tonight. Marty, you want to tell them where they can find you?
I'm tagged in most of the stuff. You'll find me somewhere. And, you know, I'm around. It's either Marty Shores or Marty_Shores on pretty much everything. I don't think I have, like, another user. So search one of the two. It'll pop up, and then I'll probably be followed by this show. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you are. Well, for Marty, I've been Grant. We'll catch you next time.
What's this? This is Mom's handwriting.
Is that what you were doing in the garage, you silly goose?
She spent her last moments alive making a CD. That is gangster.
Pierce, you found the CD, which means I'm dead.
Vaporized?
I'm not vaporized. I'm gone, Pierce. Gone forever, and that's how I like it. Life is only worth a damn because it's short. It's designed to be consumed, used, spent, lived, felt. We're supposed to fill it with every mistake and miracle we can manage. And then we're supposed to let go. I can't force you to do that for yourself, Pierce. But you can't force me to stay. And if you unscrew the top of that stupid thing, you'll say it was made in China. I love you, son. Goodbye. I'll play myself out.
They say I'm cooler than cool.
Then I'm the best of the best.
Cause they know that when I do it, I'ma do it to death.
See, I'll be taking their breath.